I don't know. We'll have to see. How does that cover about everything you're going to ask?
How do you make the adjustments for the interior defensive line with Rocky?
Play with what we have.
Does that mean more Kuhn and more Marvin Austin?
That's what we have. Yes.
That's what you
have. That also means maybe talking JBP more on the inside.
Maybe.
With the offensive line, is are you concerned about, I guess, Sneed? He practiced today. Do you feel okay about him playing? Or
we'll see. We'll keep monitoring his progress, and we'll see.
How is Q looking the first few weeks?
Who?
Marcus Q.
He's done okay. He's a good young prospect. He works hard. He's physical. He's done all right.
Will you guys activate Sash this week?
We'll see.
Nix, we saw jogging a little bit. Not doing a whole lot, but does that mean he's feeling better?
He's getting there, I think. He mentally feels better, that's for sure.
This might be a dumb question. Would short-term IR be a possibility for Phillips?
At this point, no. We do think he'll be ready prior to that.
Okay. You say mentally he's better.
He feels like he's getting there.
Hakeem?
That was the question, yeah.
Mm-hmm. With the the injuries in the secondary, how important is it that the guys who are healthy kind of
stay healthy?
Yeah. or step up to another level.
It's kind of important that they stay healthy, yeah. They have to play well. Obviously, you're playing against a team that throws the ball 40 times a game. He's very talented in the receiver area, so we'll have to play well.
Someone like Prince, first round pick last year, and now he's one of the, I know he's still dealing with his ankle, but he's one of the more healthy guys back there. I mean, how much do you expect from him?
You always expect them to play their best.
We've talked a lot about Reuben Randall. Where's Gerald Jernigan, fit in the equation?
He has a role as well.
How fortunate it is for Barton that in the fact that here he was, his last 3 years was battling to get time and couldn't stay healthy, and then he plays really, really well, and then he's back out and he's now knocked out again.
Well, I'm sure it's very, very, very disappointing to him and very disappointing to us. But hopefully he'll be back next week.
Tom, as much as your organization is respected for the depth, and it's been shown already this season, how much is it tested in a week like this when you have as many players?
It's well tested, but as we always say, it's a great opportunity for the next guy, and he's going to have plenty of opportunities to show what he can do. So here we go.
Do you feel like your message that to overlook Cleveland's 0-4 record?
Oh, I don't. There's none of that.
Oh no, sorry. No,
we don't pay any attention.
That's
to
what
that.
I meant. I mean, your message this week was to not look at them as an 0-4 team. I mean, do you feel like your players showed?
My message was to respect them for what they have accomplished, which is a lot. With a lot of young players that have played hard, played well, been in every game, and the players see it. I mean, I show it to them on tape when I talk about those things.
If Spencer Pacer were pressed into action, what does he provide to defense?
Well, he can run. He's physical. He's smart. Same type of things you see on a special teams player, which has been very good.
Would it be a possibility to use some of your ends inside more often?
Possibly, yeah. That was asked. I said possibly.
Since Marvin Austin come back, Tom kind of knocked off the rust.
Well, he's got work to do. He's got a ways to go. But each week he gets a little bit better, and his opportunity will be there again.
How much faith do you have in Austin in terms of working at the D-tackle?
Well, he's going to have to, for us to accomplish what we want to, he's going to have to play well.